How's it going? So this is the co-host, Rashawn, Ray, Rashawn Adon, whatever you want to, you know, Big Mama, whatever, because I make that macaroni and cheese. I'm sitting here with my girlfriends, and we're just going to be just having a little powwow, just talking about whatever. So if you all want to introduce yourselves.
Hi, I am Amber. I am from Visalia, California, which I'm sure nobody's ever heard of, but it's okay.
Yeah.
Now you've heard of it. I am a Scorpio, and an interesting fact about me. Well, I'll take it back to the Scorpioness. Me and my dad have the same birthday.
Wow.
Yes. And I also have the same birthday as your next guest.
Wow. Man, that was about to be my interesting fact.
Such a great segue.
Oh my goodness. So hi everyone, my name is Daniil at Danielionaire on Instagram and Twitter. You know, follow me.
Let's go. Come on, let them know.
Wait, what was the other thing? Where I'm from?
Yes, where are you from?
So I am Jamaican, okay. Like born there.
Okay.
And I came to the United States when I was 8 and lived in New Jersey.
Wow.
Since then, yeah, you know.
I just learned something.
Yeah. So I rep New Jersey. H-Town Hackensack. What's up?
Who is that?
Okay.
Hackensack.
Okay. If you're from North Jersey, you know Hackensack, so okay. It's okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm also a Scorpio.
Yeah.
We out here. Random fact about myself.
Yeah.
I always tell like the corniest fact about myself. Like, which is that I'm really good at that game Freecell. Like, you know, like them computers from back in the day without internet. Mm-hmm. It was like Solitaire, Mineswipe, or what's it called? Minesweeper.
Yeah, whatever. I know it's like someone.
And Freecell. Card game that no one ever played because it was hard.
Oh.
But I'm like really good at it.
Okay, problem solving.
Word, exactly.
Now?
Right, you do my taxes while you're at it? That's shit.
Right, I've a lot about you.
Yeah. So, yeah. That is pretty interesting.
No one ever knows.
Yeah. Solitaire is my shit too. And you know, if I really want to get technical, I like the spider solitaire as well.
Ooh.
That's a real nice one. Yeah.
Freaking.
I know, right?
Yeah. You see, later. But that came on like that other Dell. Like,
yes.
When you leveled up in the Windows.
Okay.
To have spider
okay.
solitaire.
Well, from 97 to 03.
Yo, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. But yeah, we're all joined together. Don't really have like a topic really to discuss. I know, but we all come from different areas of life. I know, so you all know that I'm in a relationship, and in a relationship for 2.5 years. Daniil is a single black woman out here in this bitch, like you said. You know, follow her at Daniil or the Danielionaire.
Danielionaire, like billionaire,
like chameleonaire.
Like billionaire.
Hey,
I thought about with Daniil.
Hey, but wait. Spell it.
Right.
Oh, Danielionaire.
Yeah, because you know some illiterate fucks be out there. Yeah. Though, they don't know.
I didn't know how to spell it. I'm going to be honest.
Right. They're probably out here spelling Danielionaire.
Right, exactly. Right. Is it the I before the E or the E before the I? Like, I don't have the time.
Thank
baby girl. So... And then Amber over here is Miss Engaged. So I feel like with our just backgrounds, we just come from different aspects of life, relationships. But I believe what we all have in common is we're all black. We're all, you know, kinky hair. We are all beautiful in our own way, shape, color. Like, we just bring so much to this world. And I just like to just talk about our magic.
And even like with her hair, you got locks.
Yeah,
I'm a bald bitch, and you got the loose,
the loose natural.
And might I add, I've been natural for like a year and a half now, and
really?
I got my first
no.
silk press.
No.
Yeah, on a weekend when it's raining.
All right, I'm shit. Like, this is such a trash ass weekend.
That's some shit, whatever.
Such a trash ass weekend. But yeah, y'all just discovered loose natural.
I've never heard of loose natural.
Ever
so
in my life. I've been natural for 10 years, but I've been locking for 2 years. So it's just like, it's just a whole different type of natural.
Yeah.
For some reason. I don't know. Yeah. But I had to give away all my products, all my beautiful, expensive
Wow. I'm sad I wasn't there when this happened.
I know, and I wish I would have gave it upon y'all. Wait,
so you use different products, like being locked?
So when I'm locked, all I use is water, oil, and like I have like my friend who makes like a flaxseed gel thing.
Oh, that you used to read to us.
Yeah, a lot of people, they keep saying when you're locked, you are what you eat. So if you put a bunch of products that have like all these different like names that you can't spell, you're damaging your locks. Huh. So the less, the better. Yeah. And that's why my hair has been growing so fast. Everybody's like, you've only been locking for 2 years. I'm like, yeah, because it's literally just water and oil.
Yeah, that's Jonathan, my fiance, does the same thing. He makes an oil with castor oil, olive oil, and rosemary essential oil, and that's all he uses, and water, and then we use aloe vera.
Yeah, and aloe vera. Mm-hmm. Jeez. Yeah. See, you need a good gel, a good locking gel. All that beeswax shit, it's not necessary. It's so bad. And then it builds up product buildup. You know, you have to like detox your hair every so often, and that's just
clarify.
Yeah.
Have you done that detox?
I did
thing?
For my 2 year anniversary. I sat in that little sink right there.
And did the shit. Yeah.
I did. And I diluted it with apple cider vinegar and I sat with my hair with this chair.
Long?
So I did it for about 10 minutes. And your then when I oh no, it was. I was struggling this bitch, okay? But I had to get like a chair high enough. I had to put like some blankets on that chair right there. Mm-hmm. And then just kind of sit there and let it just rip all the product out of my hair. And it's crazy. Like the water went from white to just like this dirty, goopy brown.
Yeah.
From all the shit that was in my hair. It needed that.
Yeah.
You know? So, and I think that's what we all do in general. We need it. We need to detox every so often.
Come on.
I seen you, Amber, you were doing a little hiatus food or
what
was that all about?
What I did, my kind of go-to recalibration plan is usually the Daniel fast, which is essentially being vegan. Not drinking or smoking, except this time I smoked because I just started a new job and I had anxiety.
Oh, absolutely.
We understand.
So I'm from marijuana. But I also think that, detoxing is super important for the physical and the spiritual. Because if you notice, like, when we get stressed or anxious or get really busy, everything kind of, like, snowballs out of control, right?
Mm.
So always a good marker for me, it's like, okay, if I'm really stressed or busy, like, I have to focus on my nutrition because I have to support my body through whatever I need to get through.
Absolutely.
For this time in life. Yeah.
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 But you felt like it definitely helped with, like...
Oh, my God. Yeah. I felt so much better physically and spiritually.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. No. Detox is essential. Yeah. Essential. At least a couple times a year.
You've never done a detox? Maybe from dick. Like, I'm sorry.
Wow. You know, that's it.
That's the only type I've ever done.
But that's growth. You know? Like, what do you mean? To be like, all right, I'm not doing dick for some time.
Yeah,
like,
but
that's
like
a serious
21.
Detox, especially as a Scorpio.
Right. Exactly.
We're ruled by our sex organs. So that's a serious detox. And a really important one.
45 days.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
45 days.
Yo, I was aiming for 90, okay? And I was like, I made it 50% of the way.
No, but that's dope.
I'm proud.
That's dope. That's
I feel like that should be celebrated. Right. I'm like, I don't know, like, about you.
Wow.
That's a whole
month. I guess I've jotted myself then in time. I think I think the longest I did was 8 months.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Ouch.
I think, like, the longest...
You must have had a nice little vibrator.
Nice.
I mean, like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, the longest definitely was 3. Like, I eventually made 90, but, like,
3 months,
it wasn't intentional, really.
Yeah.
I'm kind of just so happy. But 8 months?
Mm-hmm.
On purpose?
I know. I'm in my early... not my early 20s, but, like, 26, 27, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
How was that?
I'm trying to remember because I feel like when you like in a relationship with somebody, you forget what happened before.
Yeah.
But I think good. I think good as fuck for. Actually, I don't really know. You know what? I feel
don't
like
lie.
I was such a good girl.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that I missed out on a lot.
You were a good girl, Scorpio. Oh, so you felt it on the inside and you knew what you could be.
I was fighting against my nature. But you live and you grow and you learn and you find what's right for you.
Had to check on the tape tops. My bad. I'm back now.
How they doing? Yeah, they're doing really good.
They're golden, but I want them to be a little bit more golden.
I love that.
I don't know about y'all. We don't want to rush it. The way my taters, how I like my taters.
My taters.
I need them to be a little bit more crispy now.
Okay. Let that crisp form.
Okay. All right. And then I also have some cheese that we can
put on. Oh my God. I don't know how, like. Because I was thinking about
it. Oh, of course. Of course. Right. Did you do a salt bay?
I really did.
Some
parsley.
I can do some parsley, but I can't do no cheese because dairy don't do right with me. Cheese don't love me back like I love it.
Oh, yes.
Me either. I'm definitely lactose intolerant, but I'm going to still eat that cheese.
Not only are we curl sisters, but we're lactose intolerant sisters.
Well, you know, most African Americans are lactose intolerant. Yeah, we're not supposed to fuck with that cow juice.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
We're so in denial and we keep doing that shit.
I've heard so many good things about Daiya and the cheese that it has.
Daiya is vegan
cheese.
It's vegan cheese. But can I tell you about a brand that's actually fucking delicious? Chow.
I've heard of Chow.
Let me hold my nose out.
Is it actually good?
I'm gonna get another slice when I get it. And I'm probably gonna get some because I'm in West and they have it at the co-op.
Chow cheese.
My girl. Wow.
Well.
Every flavor. It does not disappoint. It's delicious. Like, I literally will sit there and eat the pet.
What's it made of, then?
Because, you know, some vegan cheeses, they may have, cashew and stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't think it's cashew. I think it's actually made out of tofu.
Nice.
Oh.
Okay.
Like, flavored tofu. Yeah.
Interesting.
It melts. The texture is right. The flavor is phenomenal. It's bomb.com.
Interesting. Yeah. I'm down to try it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I wish I had.
Because right now, I just let my insides die.
I understand. Sometimes I do too. Sometimes I just let it go and be like, well, we just gonna be funky tonight. Right. Die, baby.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have my phone to my students.
Right. Someone mm-hmm. like, shut up. Like,
who did that?
Right. Right. So you mentioned students. You are a teacher.
I am a teacher.
How long have you been teaching?
I have been teaching. This is my fourth year teaching. I'm not new to this. I'm true to this.
I saw this coming and I was like, no.
Not for real. I'm an educator for life. Even if I don't stay teaching.
Yeah.
Definitely whatever I do after this is going to be within the education realm.
Absolutely.
For certain. Yeah.
What do you teach?
I teach math.
What?
That's why she's so fucking
nerdy.
Come on,
grandmother, teach math?
Right.
What?
That's why she's so fucking nerdy about it.
Yeah, I sure the fuck am. Yo, I had to go off on someone on Twitter today talking about how she doesn't understand Common Core math and how it's dumb and how, the new way of teaching math is stupid and how she wishes they'd just teach it the old way. And I'm just like, this idea of old way, new way is so reminiscent of not being able to change your damn mindset.
Yeah.
Stop being stuck in the past.
Absolutely.
Because the math today, and I'm going on my soapbox.
The math today
is more conceptual than it has been taught to us in the past.
Absolutely.
We just know rules. We don't know why they exist.
Mm-hmm.
The way math is being taught today, kids understand why the fuck you can do something, and that is more valuable than just knowing how to do it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that shit, I really went off on sis because I was so pissed.
So the common need for maths, yes, I do believe that is so important, knowing percentages and the common denominators. How much is 4/10 of this dollar amount or whatever?
Right.
I do, however, feel what the fuck do we need calculus or trigonometry for? Because those are courses that I had to take for my college courses, but I felt it never really catered towards my adult life. So I know this is a very complex question to ask.
No. And I'm prepared to answer it because in terms of its actual content, in terms of the numbers and everything, no, of course, most people don't become math majors. Most people aren't in like fields that require that complex math. Mm-hmm. But what math does teach you is how to problem solve. Mm-hmm. And that you can use in every single aspect of your life. Absolutely. Because you're faced with the problem and you're like, yo, how am I going to find a solution?
Absolutely.
And that's what math is supposed to teach you. Absolutely. About being able to figure out, well, I know I need to get here. Mm-hmm. How am I going to get here? How am I not going to give up on that mm-hmm. to ensure that I end up where I need to end up?
Absolutely. Come on, man. That's
what I'm messy.
That's what I'm
but if, like, imagine if anyone explained math to you in that way.
Yeah.
Because for me, my whole life, I thought I was bad at math. Mm-hmm. And I was never bad at math. I had bad teachers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That didn't, like, trick my interest yeah. or, like, you know, thing. Be able to explain it in a way that I like, connected to.
Absolutely.
And not until college when I took statistics for my master's degree did I have a teacher that, like, blew my mind. And I was like, I'm good at this.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck? Mm-hmm. Like, I had an A in statistics?
Yeah.
Well,
in grad school?
I had so much fear. Like, I had so much fear surrounding that because of how old math was taught.
Yeah.
So, like, just to know that, like, okay, this is a skill that's going to teach me problem solving, how could my perception have been, you know, different back then if I had a teacher who said, like, this is what we're going to do to problem solve.
Right. Exactly.
Or, you know, like, you
and
know.
Reason.
Right. Versus, like, you just have to be good at memorizing these formulas and calculations and blah, 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 blah. Like, yeah, I really thought I was bad at math my whole life, and I really wasn't.
Yeah.
Exactly. I just needed the right teacher.
Exactly.
So that's incredible.
Exactly. Yeah. Nobody incredible is bad at math because, like, if you think about it, does anyone say, like, you're bad at reading? Like, what? Is that a thing? To say, oh, I'm bad at reading, so I don't read.
Right.
You need this
first
in
of
your
all,
entire life.
Slaves were taught that, like, all their lives, and they were like,
now,
fuck that, I'm going to read, damn it.
Like, how ridiculous do you sound? Like, I'm not going to read that.
Right.
I don't want to read this, that, and the third because I'm bad at reading.
Yeah. Yeah.
But on, I also think this takes us to the point of, like, pushing ourselves to do things that we're not good at.
Exactly.
Because we have so much potential that's untapped.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like, especially as Black women, we are so afraid to fail. Because, you know, a lot of times we don't have the space to fail.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
but, you know, yes, I get that in our professional life, but in our personal life, like, I feel like we should be pushing ourselves to do things we're not good at. Or
exactly.
that we think we're not good at. Because we have so much untapped potential.
Absolutely.
Right. That fear of failure is so crippling. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
But you gotta take that leap. You gotta get over that hump. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I am right
jump.
Now reading this book.
It's so
I read to myself. It's no problem because I can stutter in my head all I want to, but every morning I'm reading aloud with Elijah.
Oh, I love that.
And it is daily meditations, affirmations.
Couple goals.
Oh, my God.
Single
last
meditations
but it's just not only
ew,
peachy
growing
keen.
Together. I love it.
I cannot deal with y'all, but I love it. But yeah, you gotta check it out. It's called Black Pearls, and it's daily meditations, affirmations, and inspirations for African Americans. And
that.
Every day has a little excerpt, so it's like about all these different topics: fulfillment, optimism, action, white people, guilt. You know, it's just so many different things day by day. And we say a prayer before we read. Because we're both very, like, spiritual people. I wouldn't say we're very religious people. My dad was a deacon, and I've been in the church, like, 3 times out of the week. But I never, like, sought spirituality for myself until I, like, went to college.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt like I wanted to, of course, read the Bible, but also seek my spiritual growth on my own, and not because I have to.
Yeah.
So with praying, I also read this aloud, and I feel like such a little child sometimes. I'll be like, the resourcefulness of the and I'll be looking at Elijah like, what'd that say? I'll be struggling, but I'm like, I want to be able to, like, yeah, I do it every morning, and I just want to get better at public speaking. I want to get better at, like, feeling confident and reading aloud, because, like, that is a very crippling thing for me.
Yeah.
But I want to overcome it.
Yes.
So.
And keep reading aloud. And can I tell you how much power there is in speaking over yourself?
Yes.
Like, in the morning, there's so much power. Have you guys ever listened to the audio vision boards by Tracy G? Okay, let me put you on.
Yeah.
Okay, let me put you on.
Tracy G.
Yeah,
open up my notes on my phone. Like, okay.
No,
bitch.
She's incredible. She has
Tracy in it with a Y or two E's.
Yo,
T-R-I-C-Y.
Just all the way.
Look her up on Instagram. Tracy. But she has incredible audio vision boards that are affirmations, and they're affirmations for like different things, like if you want to bring abundance, if you're being celibate, or like, you know, like just different points in life to grow, if you want to spark creativity, and then they're like set against these like bomb ass beats, and she has this like entrancing voice and an incredible, like, she's a word witch, like the way that she creates spells with words and prayers. Ooh. It's just like incredible. And they were a really integral part of me when I first moved to New York, like moving forward and getting past certain anxieties and blocks that I had then. But just like speaking over yourself in affirmations, hearing that, speaking that aloud is so, so powerful. Do you guys journal?
Mm-hmm. I have a Tumblr, a private Tumblr that I write down every feeling that I have.
Oh.
Okay. I like it.
Okay.
I like it. But it's a way to, like, put something out there. And
without actually putting it out there.
Yeah, I notice too, especially when I have, like, intense feelings or I'm doing some deep introspection, like, writing it out releases it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like, taking a dump.
100. It's just completely, like,
taking
a dump.
You feel 2 pounds lighter.
And,
come on now.
3 pounds. Okay. Yes. And it's, like, great retrospective. Like, I look back at my old journals, and it's, like, my own scripture.
Yes.
Like, oh, okay, you saw what you overcome there? Do it again.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Do it again. You'll do it again. Watch.
Right.
Like, yes. when have you ever got stuck? Like, you know? So, I also want to encourage people to journal, because that's like such good record keeping of your life and your growth and all that stuff.
Do you guys go to therapy?
Hell yes.
I do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's I've been going to therapy for the past year and a half now. And I'm like heavily involved
consistently?
So no, I haven't been to therapy since, and it sounds really bad, I haven't been since August. But I have homework I have to do. It's for CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So what I think sometimes translate into, like, my actions. So it really just starts with the mind, and how you think is really how your life transpires. Right. So I have to be mindful, and that's why I have homework now, where it's like, okay, am I being the victim or am I being the victor? Am I being, like, defensive, or am I, you know, like, actually taking on this, like, lesson?
Word.
So, yeah, that's my take on it.
Yeah, I actually went to therapy for the first time last year, and I went for about 6 months consistently, like, every week. And let me just tell you, okay, I was in a really dark place when I first started therapy. I'd had a miscarriage, and like just like a bunch of things. A show that I was doing got tabled. Like a bunch of things just happened all at once. And I was in a really dark place, and I was like, okay, I need some help. So first day I walk into therapy, it's this white man with red hair named Robert.
Mm-mm.
And I said, oh,
exactly. You said white man. I said,
exactly.
We not talking about shit.
But
that emoji with the cross.
But y'all, but I thought the same thing. And I was like, he ain't gonna know what to tell me, child. You know, blah, blah, blah. But Robert got my life together.
Wow.
Robert was incredible. Oh, sorry, clap.
No, you're fine. No, you're fine.
But no, like, Robert got my life. Wow. Like, I think that it worked so well because he was so outside of my realm of experience.
Mm-hmm.
He was able to give me a completely different perspective on things,
mm-hmm.
which was incredible. So I also want to encourage you, like, when you are, like, you know, interviewing your therapist and stuff, like, don't get stuck on what they look like on the outside.
Yeah. Because they can really get you.
Redheaded Rob got my entire life.
I think that's going to be the name of the episode. It's actually Redheaded Rob.
Man.
No, I feel that because, like, I, as much as I love my therapist, there were some times where I was like, are you giving me everything that you could be giving me right now?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. I mean, she was great. She really pushed me to like get to the root of some of my behaviors, but at other times I was just like, I feel like I'm just talking to myself, like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, like,
mm-hmm.
you're not really saying nothing to me, you're not really giving me advice in any aspect. So, you know, maybe, I mean, I stopped right now. I haven't been, been going weekly for the past 2.5 months, and now I stopped because, like, I'm in like, full transparency, I was going for, to kind of manage my depression and anxiety because, like I said, last year was the worst year of my life.
2018 was the worst year of my life. Yeah. The absolute worst year of my life. Yes.
And then I, like, broke up with my boyfriend. Everything was going up.
It's always like, blah, 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 blah,
Yeah. And I was just like, bitch, I'm trying to live and survive. Right. I need a therapist.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So I went to her. And now that I'm in a good place, I love my job. I love the kids that I work with. I love the people that I work with. I'm happier and like in general. So I'm like, man, I don't necessarily need her no more, which is probably problematic. But you know what I'm saying? Because,
but I mean, sometimes I mean the same thing. Like I don't see Rob every week anymore because I'm in a better place. I'm in a better position. I've worked through some things. So I was like, you know, we've come to the point where I'm in a, I'm in a session. I'm just like, I'm good. I'm good.
Right.
So what's good?
And that's how I felt the last time I was talking to her, which was about 2 weeks ago. And I don't think that I'm gonna continue seeing her because, I think she's helped me get through what I needed to get through, and like. I don't know. I guess, like, maybe this is wrong for me to, like, have this viewpoint, but I guess the next crisis I go through, I'll see another therapist.
Here's
but.
The thing. Also, I think that different points in life call for different types of therapy.
Ah.
Thank you. Sometimes you need that physical person, and then other times... Tots are here.
The tots are here. Sorry.
And sometimes, like, therapy is on different forums, like... journaling or yoga or diet or studying herbs or like whatever, you know, brings you joy, bike riding. There's so many different forms of therapy. So it doesn't always have to be talk therapy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It can be like you're doing cognitive behavioral therapy, which I'm super interested in.
Yeah. I could talk more about it offline more. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got you. I got you.
Yeah.
But you know, like even to riding, I ride my bike to work every day. That has been therapy.
Even though when it's cold.
So, I mean, I have, like, the insulated joints. I got the insulated yoga pants.
Okay.
And I got the insulated jacket. And then I put a sweater on top of it. So, I'm, like, I'm warm.
Man, y'all, winter's
and I got
coming.
My good music on. Like, nothing's really bothering me. And I say my, like, daily prayer while I'm biking. And it just kind of, like, gives me, like, a whole new reset on life. Mm-hmm. Especially when dealing with the people that I deal with at work. I work in a hospital. I work in a clinic. They're very needy. So I'm just like, all right, kind of reset, reset, reset.
Word.
But it's true. Sometimes with therapy, you just gotta go in for your diagnosis. Like, all right, I'm struggling with, you know, therapy. I'm struggling with, I was sexually assaulted. I was struggling with whatever. I got my remedy and I got my... like, whatever medicine I needed, keep it moving.
Yep.
Because we get older, and there's just going to be, with a new level comes a new devil.
Ooh.
Say that again.
I can't.
For the people.
I fucking love black women and are quotable. It's like,
right?
On some real shit, though.
Show you on some real shit. Time.
Every new level has a new devil.
I'm tweeting that shit.
So as you're about to turn 25, you're dealing with your shit. But when you turn 30, you're going to hit like a whole nother different devil. It's true. So, but you got to be prepared. You got to have a good squad, you know what I'm saying, to really like talk that shit out.
Squad.
And know that you're not alone in this shit, you know, because it's, you know.
We're all entangled.
Oh, yes. Are we doing this?
My girlfriends, they're through thick and thin.
Did you see it, though? Did you see the episode?
Blackish?
No,
have you seen the reviews on Tracy Yo's Ross's products, though? It made me sad.
Yo, they said that it is trash.
Really? No, but maybe because she's only catering to the half white, half black.
Maybe.
Yeah. Because all shit for the 4C bitches is terrible.
Yeah.
So I can't use that.
Help the 4C bitches, please. Help.
Because
we got a lot
more
kids.
Can we expect her to be helping the 4C bitches?
I would assume so.
Why?
Because her mama's 4C.
Well, the way that she presented it, it just felt like...
Diana's 4C?
Diana Ross is black.
I mean,
black,
she
black.
Got the wig.
Have you seen the Wiz? No. That afro?
You're right.
is us.
Well, was that her real afro though? Or was it a wig?
That was, I feel like that was us.
Anyways, you was ending the podcast, my bad.
I feel like, to sum it all up, black women don't have an expiration date on how good we can be. We don't have, we should never limit ourselves. We are just limitless. Like, we can do it all. Plus some. Like, mm-hmm. just there's so many different avenues and routes that we could take. Yeah. And I just wanted to have, again, just women from different aspects of life and their relationships and their routes in life to reiterate that it's okay to just be you and only you, because that's, I mean, not to get spiritual, but like, there's a reason why you're here on this earth. So bless it.
Amen.
And continue to shine. And if someone is trying to cripple you, even yourself, get over that hump.
Ooh, even yourself.
Even yourself.
I feel like that hits closest to home.
Yeah, it does. So we have to get over that. And if you feel like, you know, it's hard to get out of this like dark place, just build a squat. Because you can't do it on your own. You can't do it on yourself. And I'm not saying that you're not strong enough to do it on yourself, but like,
you don't have to do it on yourself.
You don't
have
to.
That's the thing. You don't have to.
Absolutely. So this has been Entangled Podcast. Thank you for listening. And I don't know how to sign off on these things. This is where Elijah kind of comes in.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, so this is God Wears Durags Too. This
Amen.
Is how I've been signing off on
God
things.
God is black. Amen.
God wears.
You don't
do
think God
too.
Is black if Jesus is black? The fuck? Okay.
All right. So this is me again, like stepping out of my comfort zone. Mm-hmm. When you outgrow those shoes, it will get to the point where you need and want to be better, to love and to grow and to nurture yourself. And the hearts and the spirits that surround you will be greater than the need to be right, to own things and to dominate spaces. Only then will you be free.